Shepherd's House is a non-denominational church located just a few miles from Glasgow, Kentucky, on the Edmonton Road. The Shepherd's House family invites you to Bible study on Sunday at 9 a.m., worship service at 10:30 a.m. on Sunday, and the Sunday evening service at 6 p.m. Midweek service at the Shepherd's House is Wednesday at 7 p.m. The Shepherd's House family cordially invites you to any of these services.
All right, I want to welcome those joining us by TV, by radio, and by live streaming, wherever you're coming into our service from. Welcome to our Sunday morning worship service. If you are listening by radio, you can go to www.theshepherdshouse.net and get the entire program. All right, going to be reading this morning from Jeremiah, also a little bit out of 2 Corinthians, and one verse out of the book of Proverbs. Jeremiah chapter 18, verse number 1. The Word of God says, "The word which came to Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, Arise and go down to the potter's house, and there will I cause thee to hear my words. Then I went down to the potter's house, and behold, he wrought a work on the wheels, and the vessel that he made of clay was marred in the hand of the potter. So he made it again, another vessel, as seemed good to the potter to make it. Then the word of the Lord came to me, saying, O house of Israel, cannot I do with you as this potter, saith the Lord? Behold, as the clay is in the potter's hand, so are ye in mine hand, O house of Israel." 2 Corinthians 4, starting in verse 1, the Word of God says, "Therefore, seeing we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we faint not. But we have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty, not walking in craftiness, nor handling the Word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, hath shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God, not of us." Proverbs 10, verse 22 says, "The blessing of the Lord, it makes rich, and he addeth no sorrow with it." Let us pray. Father, in the loving name of Jesus, thanking you for this opportunity, Lord, once again to stand and to proclaim the marvelous Word of God. Father, asking you, Lord, to anoint me today. Without the anointing of the Holy Ghost, I know all that's said and done would be void, would be in vain. Father, we know that you're a mighty God and able, Lord, to tear down strongholds, to move mountains. Father, you're able, Lord, to patch up and to fix and to remake. Father, Lord, anything and everything, Lord, that's been broken. Father, I pray, God, Lord, to touch the brokenhearted. Touch those, Lord, that are bewildered. Move upon those, Lord, Father. God, Lord, that are hurting today, give them strength. And, Father, Lord, we pray to speak to the hearts of all your children today. Father, we praise you and we thank you for your mercy and love. And Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, asking you once again, Father, Lord, to touch me, touch my voice, give me the air and the strength and the words to say. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen and amen. Thank you for standing in reference to the reading of the marvelous Word of God. title of the message today is The Broken Vessel. The Broken Vessel. Jeremiah here was recording how that the Lord had spoken to him, and the Lord was wanting Jeremiah to be able to understand that he was a merciful God and one that was able to restore, to replenish, and when necessary, even to make again us once again as brand new. I'm thankful that the Lord is a miracle God, not just one that can make us feel better, but he can change the situations that we're going through in life. He can not only enlighten us, but he can bring in things where it looks like it's impossible for those things to ever come forward in our life. Did you ever get in a situation that looks like that you just wasn't any hope? We need to put our faith and our trust in God, because he will move even when it seems like it is absolutely impossible. So the Lord was telling Jeremiah, let's go down to the potter's house. And he was telling him, let's go down and let's see what the potter is doing. For he's wrought a work. He's working a work on the wheel. So he was looking at the vessel there that had got marred in the hands of the potter. Something happened to that vessel. You know, sometimes in life, we're going along pretty good, and then something happens to us. We got a death in the family, or something happens to us and we lose our job, or something happens to us and to go through a divorce maybe, or there's something that happens to us and you have a financial catastrophe maybe in your life, and we don't know hardly which direction to go. But I'm glad that Jesus is the one that can fix that. And you know, sometimes you may get a report from the doctor that you're about to die. Maybe you've got terminal cancer, or there's something that is really gone wrong. I like the testimony that Walter had this week. We anointed him and prayed for him last week. We anointed him with oil, as the Bible says in James chapter 5, starting in verse number 14. Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall lift him up. If he's committed any sins, it shall be forgiven. Walter told me this week that he felt like I was going to fall down on the floor. The power of God, he moved on me. He said, I believe I've been healed. And he called me, or Judy did, a couple days later and said, all of that tingling in that hand and in that arm was gone from that pinched nerve. Completely gone. And they were scheduled to have tests this week. They went in and testified to the doctor and said he's been healed. And he said, well, we don't need to give you any test if you've been healed. And they sent him on back home. Walter said, well, they said I've got some problems with my prostate. He said, I believe God's took care of that too. Amen. I think that he has. That's the kind of God that we serve. Dr. Jesus, and he's always there to fix the things. And I was thinking about some things that I used to love to fix stuff up. I'd get a farm and the fence rows would be growed up, and I'd get a dozer in there as soon as I got enough money ahead, and I'd go to bulldozing and putting up fence and straightening things out and do remodeling on the barn. I'd jack up the barn post and put boxing on the side, and I'd remodel the house and get it in better shape and get it to where it was real nice, and then sell it and move off, go somewhere else. Amen. That'd be the way ministry would change, and the Lord would change things in my life. But I like to fix things up. I don't like for stuff to be torn up. Amen. Faucet drips for a little while. Finally, sooner or later, I'm going to say, I can't handle that no more. Amen. I let one go here to church a little longer than I needed to, because I was just here around the faucet a couple times a week. If that had been at home, I couldn't have handled it. Amen. To go two or three days, I can't take that. I've got to fix it. But there's some things that's beyond being fixed by man. There's some things that we just can't work our way out of, and we have no explanation of how that he got that way, and we have no cure, amen, no philosophy on how we're going to ever be able to get it taken care of. So then's the time to take it to Jesus and allow him to make the difference that's in our life. Allow him to change, amen, that situation. Amen. I was preaching Wednesday night and telling people, if you got somebody that you're working with and that person just getting on your nerves and you feel like I'd just rather quit as to go to work and pray them out. Amen. Praise God. I got three of you that believe that. Praise God. We're moving. Amen. Hey, I'd rather have three that believes and the other looking at us as to have nobody. So we're moving up. Amen. God can change that situation. Well, I just don't believe it. God, I can just go in and move somebody out. I know that he can. I've seen it happen many, many, many times. Amen. Pray against those things. Have faith. Amen. Listen, God loves to work on the person that's having the problem, that broken vessel, amen, that person, amen, that's, you know, feel like their life has been crushed, and they have a fear and nothing to go forward with and nothing to live for. You are a prime candidate for God to move, amen, in your life. Or, Brother Jimmy, I prayed and nothing happened. Amen. Well, I've done that too. What are you supposed to do? The Bible says pray without ceasing. Amen. Just keep on praying. Keep on keeping on. Keep on praying. Allow God to move and give him time. Here's a news flash. He don't move in your time frame sometimes, unfortunately. He moves in his time frame. My time frame would be yesterday or the day before. His time frame might be 6 months from now or a week from now. But God's going to move. Just keep on praying. Just keep on believing. Amen. That brokenness. Amen. That's inside of you. Amen. That trouble that's inside your life. That storm that's bigger than any storm that you've ever had. It's terrible, but it's not too big for our God. Amen. No matter how big that storm is, no matter how loud that thunder's rolling, no matter how bad that lightning looks, amen, God's able to help us through that situation. Sometimes we go through windy times. Boy, that wind was getting it this morning. Amen, blowing real hard. We went to Nashville and back last night, and the wind was blowing that bus, you know, just like that, just every little bit with the gust. Amen, something that's tall, it's going to really do something good against it or hard against it. See, some of us, it gets kind of tall in the Lord. Some of us, it comes to church more than once a week. We grow and we get tall in the Some of y'all didn't get tab. Amen. Get tall in the Lord. And then the wind's going to blow against you. Amen. Some of you, the half in and half out, they ain't going to be nowhere. Well, they won't even be a breeze, let alone a gale. Amen. Listen, coming against you. But the closer you get to God, the biggest or the more opposition that's going to come against you. But the good thing about it is, amen, it don't matter how much the wind blows, God's going to help you through this. It's just another storm to him, whether it's a big one or whether it's a small one. Amen. It's just a storm. See, the disciples was out on the ship. Amen. And the wind was blowing. The ship was taking in water. And it looked like we about to die. And one of them looked around and said, look, there's a ghost out here on the sea. Oh, but they didn't realize it. It wasn't a ghost, it was Jesus. Jesus went up on top of the mountain to pray. Amen. The whole time he was praying, I think he had one eye looking over at them disciples, making sure they're all right. I'm glad that Jesus talked to the Father about all of our problems, but he's got one eye on Jimmy and one on and looking at John and Jane and all the rest of you at the same time. So here he come. He didn't have a ship. He didn't have a taxi cab or anything that would motorboat to get him out there to where they was. So he just done it the hard way. He just walked on the water out there to where the disciples was. And he got out there, he told them, just don't be scared. He got up in the boat with them and he said, peace, be still. and everything just ceased. They said, wow, even the winds obeys his voice. So we need to put our faith and our trust in him. If it's a storm, God's going to get you through the storm. If you are the broken vessel, you're the one that God's looking at. You're the one that gets the attention. We got an old saying here in Kentucky, the squeaking wheel gets the grease. Amen. And you know, the more it squeaks, the louder it gets. That's the one. You don't go working on a wheel that don't need anything. Amen. You know, you got a flat tire on the left front, you don't jack the back rear one up. Amen. No, you work on the one that's flat. That's what God's doing today. He's working on those, amen, that's got a hardship and a difficulty in their lives. I know none of y'all's got any problems. I just preached to the ones on TV that's not perfect, amen, that maybe have a problem. Amen, I think we've all got some problems, don't you? Amen, we've got some devils we need to conquer. Amen, we got some things, amen, that we need to overcome. Amen, some fears, amen, some insecurities. Yeah, well, Brother Jimmy, I'm not insecure. See, you're so insecure, you're already telling me you're not insecure. Yeah, you're insecure. Amen, you don't walk around feeling like you got everything under control. Amen, if you look around today, most of the people are a living wreck. Amen. You go shake hands with them. I got the fingernails gnawed down to the quick. Amen. Where they're nervous over things, problems and stress, and yet we don't pray, and yet we don't believe. Jesus is after the broken vessel. If you're the one that's hurting, he's the one that's paying attention. You're the squeaking wheel that he's looking at. You're the one, amen, that he's focusing upon. So Jesus got off the ship, and there he went to the tombs, and there was a man living in the tombs referred to as Legion. See, Jesus didn't go down to where they was having a camp meeting. No, he went to the one that needed him the most, the one that he hadn't called upon the Lord, but he went to where he was. Oh, I tell you what, he came to the Lord. That spirit inside of him wanted some mercy, amen, that he didn't want the Lord to torment him before his time, 2,000 of them, as a matter of fact. But the man who was called Legion, he done lost control of his life, but there was enough control left inside of him that when Jesus come up to the mouth of that tomb, he went running toward him. Amen. And probably thinking in his heart, there's nothing else to lose. There's nowhere else to go. I'm going to try Jesus. I'm going to put my faith. I'm going to put my trust in him. Or Brother Jimmy, I have. Amen. Just keep on believing. Keep on trusting him. See, sometimes we want the Lord to just go hocus pocus, except he don't do that. He don't do no alakazam or anything like that. But he changes the situation. He moves miraculously. Not through magic, because there's no such thing as magic. That's just a bunch of smoke that the devil's blowing. Amen. To get people's attention. Amen. To get them to follow him. Amen. I've never seen as much deception in my life as what there is right now. This AI, I'm telling you what, they can make a flea eat a bale of hay. Amen, with those computers. There's not anything that they can't do. They just blow it up, make it look real. I mean, they absolutely can. You can see what some of the politicians and stuff are doing. We won't get into that. Amen, right now the news media and what they're doing and blowing things out of proportion. Amen, a lot of deception. That's what the devil wants to do. He wants to take something like Halloween and make it look like a little kiddie party, and there's no harm to it. Amen. But the truth about it is, amen, you're entertaining a bunch of devils is what you're doing. Amen. Backing up and supporting, amen, a bunch of evil stuff. Amen. Some of you's got your kids in on it. Amen. And because they don't know any better, because they're trying to, well, Brother Jimmy, my family's done that for years. If your family was bootleggers for years, you still going to bootleg? testing 1, 2, 3. Amen. We are a new creature in Christ Jesus. When you find out better, you need to do better. Amen. When you learn, amen, then we need to walk in that light. Amen. And do away, amen, with the old things. See, he's after the broken vessel, the one that's been crushed, the one that's been left alone, the one that don't have any hope. So he told Jeremiah, let's go down to the potter's house and let's see this work that's on the wheel. Because the vessel that had been marred in the potter's hand, he's making again a new vessel, another vessel. That means a brand new one, starting all over again. Amen. I had a friend there in Allen County years ago, and we were talking about his tractor, and he never did drive a car. He always drove a tractor, and he'd have to get some of the neighbors take him somewhere to town or to Bowling Green, because all he had was an old Sea Farm All tractor. He drove that thing all over the community. He'd go to the store and back and get a gallon of milk and a loaf of bread. You see stuff tied all over that tractor. He'd bring it back home because he couldn't drive. And that tractor went to giving him some problems, and the mechanic lived right up the road. He worked on it 2 or 3 times, and I said, did you get anything figured out about your tractor? He said, I think we need to jack it up and run another 100. Boy, I tell you what, won't that preach? Boy, I know a few times that I felt like I needed to be jacked up and a new one run under me. Amen. Sometimes we just need a new makeover. We just need a brand new start. Sometimes we need to just get our slate cleaned. Amen. When that vessel becomes broken, the best thing to do with the broken pieces, amen, just push it over to the side. If it's beyond what man can do, and if you can't figure some way to fix it yourself, and just let God step in and make it again another vessel. And see, when he made it again another vessel, he didn't glue those pieces together. No, they swept them over in a trash can. He just started all over and had a remake with some fresh new clay, a brand new remake. And that's what God wants to do in our lives. When he touches us, he starts over with a brand new remake of us. We may look the same. The day I got saved, I had the same clothes in the closet as I did before I went in the bathroom that day where I got saved. Had the same car. Social Security number stayed the same. All of that stayed the same. I didn't look any different. But when I come out of the bathroom that day, Jenny had a new husband. Amen. Looked the same as I always did, but I was a new creature in Christ Jesus. I went to work. They didn't know how to handle me because I wasn't like I was before. They said, what happened to you? I said, I got saved yesterday, and God called me to preach. They said, oh, I see. Then they said, well, I don't want to tell these dirty jokes around the preacher now. He's a preacher. He don't want to hear them. I didn't only used to want to hear them. I'd even make some of them up. Had a dirty mouth. Amen. I sounded like some that goes to church today back then. Amen. When I got saved, all that stopped. The Lord put that Holy Ghost Ajax in my mouth and cleaned me up. Amen. I didn't talk like I once did. Amen. Instead of laughing at the dirty jokes, it made me mad if I heard one of them. I thought, wow, why does this make me so angry? And the Lord let me know, because you're not who you used to be. I done remade you. I done put you on the potter's wheel. I've done swept all those broken pieces away. I've made a new creature out of you. I've gave you hope now. Now we've got this treasure in earthen vessels. Amen. This vessel that we've got is made of clay. Amen. That breaks. It messes up. Amen. We get a bad attitude every now and then. Amen. Sometimes we get a bad outlook. Amen. We get, all messed up in here. And when we get messed up in here, it messes is up in here, and we get a sour attitude. Ain't nothing gonna go right anyhow. I don't trust nobody. Don't nothing go right. God don't answer my prayer. Yeah, I'll just keep on sinking in self-pity. Just keep on sulking. Amen. Because you're having a bad time. Amen. Just go ahead and admit I'm broken. Just go ahead. Amen. Through humility. Amen. Stand over the top of your pride. Amen. Look yourself in the mirror. Amen. And confess to yourself, I'm broken all over, and I need God to fix me. Lord, come and give give me a remake. Come, Lord, and adjust my attitude and adjust everything that's within me so that I don't walk around defeated, don't walk around overwhelmed all the time. Amen. See, when you have those things hit you, we need to pray and say, Lord, get me back on a potter's wheel and change me again. Amen. Since Jenny passed away, I tell you, it don't take nothing for me to get depressed. Just a drop of a hat, I just get depressed and lose all hope. I say, Lord, this ain't me. I've always been laughing and carrying on and being silly and being happy. And people always wanted to flock around me because I was laughing and happy and, have something to live for. And I'd have to pray, oh, God, shake this off of me. Clean me up. Get this attitude off of me. Get the mully grubs off of me. Get my lip back up off the floor. Amen. Let me have a smile again. Let me have something to live for. Put the broken pieces back together. Clean them out if you have to, Lord. Instead of gluing them together, just remake me into a new creature. Oh, I'm so thankful. He's able to make us into a new creature. Sometimes when we get saved, amen, or the Lord restores our faith, or the Lord regenerates us, amen, and gets us back, amen, into a new direction with a new vessel. People look at you and say, well, what's happened to you? Sometimes they'll make a statement, I want some of what you own. And you say, well, I'm getting drunk on Jesus. I've been worshiping. I've been thinking about that mansion I've got in heaven. I've been thinking about the streets of gold. I've been thinking about the joy that I have in my heart from singing songs. I'm thinking about the love that I feel in my heart. Makes me love everybody. Makes me enjoy being in church. Makes me want to go to church. It makes me pray for revival. Someone said not long ago, a good pastor friend of mine said, I tell you what, they ain't too many people wants revival today. I said, no, they don't. Most of the people, they're looking for the church service to break so they can go to McDonald's. Amen. Or they can do something else that they got planned. You know what? I've noticed this down through the years. You say, let's come to Sunday school. I just can't seem to get out of the bed. I just can't get up on Sunday morning. I don't know. I just have such a hard time. You can tell them on Monday, hey, let's go down to the mountains on vacation. They up at 4 o'clock, got the bags packed, and they're ready to go. Amen, Brother Jimmy, that resembles me. We give an altar call here in a few minutes and get your broken pieces, amen, put back together. Amen, get the Lord, amen, to regenerate you and give you a desire, amen, to go to church, give you a desire to live for him. I don't know about you, but I like being happy a whole lot more than being sad.
Thank you for watching our TV program. We hope that it's been a blessing to you. We could use your financial support. The TV program is doing better. We've got a few more contributions from the Chicago area, and also we've got some now coming in from the New Mexico, Albuquerque, New Mexico area. We thank God for that. However, a one-time contribution is sure a blessing, and it sure does help. But in order to continue, we need your monthly support. Our program bills, TV and radio comes just like clockwork every month, and we sure do need monthly support. Also, we are doing our Kenya Christmas fund for the orphans in Kenya. When we were there in 2019, we had 16 churches. Now we've got 30 churches, lots of orphans. And you can write on your check for Kenya, or you can put a note in envelope with your money order saying for Kenya, or perhaps you want to do a portion, so much for Kenya, so much for the TV. Just let the Lord lead you and guide you on that. But we do need your monthly support, and we sure appreciate it, for without it, we would not be here. You can send your check or money order to Jimmy Wilson Ministries, Post Office Box 1346, Glasgow, Kentucky, 42 1. 2742. Again, that's Jimmy Wilson Ministries, Post Office Box 1346, Glasgow, Glasgow, KY for Kentucky, 42142. Also, we will be happy to give a contribution letter and mail it out to you the first part of this next year, so you can have your money. With donations would all be tax deductible, as long as you've got an address and a name, so we can send you that contribution letter. We'll be happy to do that. Thank you. God bless you. And please help us pray for this ministry. God's allowing us to touch many people with the message of the love of Jesus and the repentance that's needed for all the folks in not only Kentucky, but all around the world. God bless you. Thank you so much.
HLERadio.com, Jennings, Louisiana.